Let's get you to Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Now, is the sun going to set on much of Auckland's port?
Oh, well, who would know, actually, in the long term? But it's been an ongoing process here. I mean, it's not the sort of thing that hits the headlines, but this is this Government Commission Working Group, which is chaired by the ex-Far North Mayor, Wayne Brown. It's referred, we're referring to what's, it's not the best sort of title in the world. It's the Upper North Island Supply Chain Strategy. And I suspect that's why it doesn't make too many headlines. But, yeah, it's really looking at the way that we move freight around the Upper North Island and the most efficient way to do that, bearing in mind there are currently three major ports at the moment. You've got Northport, you've got Ports of Auckland and Port of Tauranga. And Northport and Port of Tauranga are actually listed on the NZX, and Ports of Auckland is owned by you and me because it's owned by the Auckland Council. Now, the Commission, the report that came out yesterday, and they did an interim report earlier on this year, they're favouring what they refer to as the managed closure of the Port of Auckland. So Port of Tauranga keeps going, you get a new inland freight hub in Auckland's northwest, then you beef up the railway north and you have a spur, what's called a spur or an extra line out to Northport. The thing is, Mike, these are big numbers involved here, you know, over $10 billion to affect this. And I would have thought plenty of risk to the upside on that as well, because as we know with infrastructure projects, keeping them on budget on time is always pretty challenging. Look, one of the interesting issues here is that the research does suggest that the current use of the land, of the Ports of Auckland land in Auckland, you know, with freight terminals, not really realising as much value as you get in other parts of the CBD. In other words, you know, the other parts of the CBD have a much higher value because of the way the land is used. And of course, then you've got all the associated issues of Auckland growing. You've got a port bank smack in the middle of it. Obviously, this would have a pretty material economic impact for Northland. I would have thought the road north would need upgrading as well. I don't think you're going to be able to do it all by freight, but I'm not an expert on that. There are, I think, some significantly different views around the solution from the Ports of Auckland point of view. And I'm not sure how you move all those cars from Northport back down to Auckland, but I'm sure there are experts that can look at that. Look, we're waiting for more output from the working group. I'm not even sure the government can actually tell Auckland Council to get rid of the port. I'm not sure how that works out either, but I think this is going to be the start of a fairly long and protracted process. I wouldn't expect anything to happen quickly.
Indeed. Wayne Brown is with us from the working group after 7.
Great.
Now, I hope people are lying down still at 19 past 6, because it would appear there is some data showing EVs are starting to get some street cred here, Andrew.
It's happening, mate. It's happening. We're going to head towards the tomb point. Hoskin would have loved this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I really couldn't move past it. Look, I think over the last few years we've established that I have a bit of an interest in the growth and development of the electric vehicle market. I've been fascinated by the growth of the Tesla. And fair to say that Hoskins may not be a fan. But anyway, the Motor Industry Association released monthly figures around car sales. Yesterday we had the numbers released for September. And sort of any economic concerns we got, certainly not reflected in September car sales. It was a record month for September. However, year to date, car sales are down 4% for the first 9% of the year. But here we go. Top three passenger SUV registrations in there for the first time. A pure electric vehicle. Tesla is now selling the Model 3. 359 Tesla Model 3s were sold in the month. That comes in at number 3 for car registrations for September. Who would have thought? I haven't even put my order in yet, Mike. It's still well behind the Toyota Corolla, though. 359 Tesla Model 3s, but just over 1,000 Toyota Corollas. But it's coming. It's coming, Mike. The wave of EVs. 500 actually registered in September. So if you take the Model 3s, there was a few more EVs and a few more hybrids. It's coming. It's coming.
Well, I'm surprised you aren't ordering up 6, Andrew.
Need one. Jesus. Get a running fleet. Out of room in the driveway.
Give us some numbers.
Yeah, the Dow Jones, actually, the US market's bounced back a bit from that fairly ugly day yesterday. 26,119 at the moment. Dow Jones up 40 points. The S&P 500, 2901, up 14. And the NASDAQ 7844, up 59 points. So a little bounce back there. The FTSE 100, down 45, 7077. The Nikkei, down 437, 21341. That was down 2%. Shanghai Composite, down 0.9%, 2905. We were obviously playing catch-up in Australia. stabilise yesterday after those ugly overnight markets. So the ASX 200 lost 2.2%, down 147 points, 6492, and the NZX 50 lost 130 points, 1.19%, closing at 10,821. The Kiwi dollar has recovered stronger this morning, 0.6308 against the US, 0.9347 Aussie, 0.5742 euro, 0.5095 pounds, 67.41 yen, gold trading at $1,507, and Brent crude $57.35.
By the way, if we are having this big uptick in EV sales, doesn't that raise serious doubts as to why we need a fee-based scheme, Andrew?
Well, they should be able to stand on their own two feet, really, shouldn't
exactly.
they? Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Hey, have a great weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.